You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
So, you still wanna throw that snowball? I didn't think so.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and just a reminder that it's getting to be that season again, and we're actually in the Christmas season, so podcasts are coming more and more. So these episodes could be getting a little bigger and bigger. And just to keep yourselves up to date, subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcasts wherever you're listening to this, and you will have the latest episodes. Now let's get you caught up on the new episodes that dropped this past week.
Do you hear? It's a funny squeaky sound.
New podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com this week is Christmas Creeps Podcast. It's a podcast that's been around for a little while, but we are happy to finally have them a part of ChristmasPodcast.com. It's your one-stop shop for holiday madness all year round. And you can join Joseph Wade, Johnny Five, and Mr. Bradford twice a month as they destroy holiday movies and TV shows in search of the true meaning of Christmas. Their show covers everything from Z-grade holiday horror, obscure animated specials, cut-rate diehard clones, and just about everything in between. And hey, every once in a while, they'll even watch something good. Christmas Creeps is not a family-friendly podcast, so you want to be careful when listening around little ones. The hosts believe that even a curmudgeonly Grinch deserves to enjoy the holidays in their own way, and this podcast is geared very much to that audience. They realize their show isn't for everybody, and they're okay with that. And they strive to produce entertaining and informative holiday content all year long.
Honey, I'm home!
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 5th through the 12th. Lost Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 6th titled, You Can't Miss These Foreign Christmas Movies This Year. Jeff goes over a short list of must-see foreign holiday films. These films take us to Mexico from France to Finland and to Japan and South Korea, circling the globe to provide some holiday hits to brighten up your Christmas season. And finally, he caps off this episode with part 3 of Santa and His Sleigh from the Lost Years of Santa Claus. Eggnogs and Yule Logs podcast had an episode November 6th titled Christmas Sale. Mark and Doug are back with another film review of the Hallmark Christmas Movie Countdown in Christmas Sale. The Total Christmas Podcast had an episode November 6th titled More Aussie Christmas Songs. In this episode, Jack starts with another story and song from Rich Chambers. The song this week is called Hold On Santa. Then he has an interview with Ed Daly about his fantastic new book, The Christmas Book, The Ultimate Guide to Your Favorite Holiday. He's also on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Next up is Jack's top 10 Christmas movie lists, and this week they're from Stacey McKenzie, Jennifer Kay, and the Total Christmas Podcast mascot Elmer and Eddie Honan. Where will they feature on the chart? You'll have to listen just to find out, because Jack's not telling. Next, it's a fantastic Santa Claus is Not Coming to Town from Dan Carlson of Burley Boards, who is now the Total Christmas Podcast self-appointed workshop elf. Dan makes incredible cutting boards, trays, and coasters. Then it's more Aussie Christmas songs. He looks at a selection of 7 different festive tunes from the land down under. This episode's Yule Log isn't the worst ever. It's Shrek's Yule Log, and it features 24 of the characters from the films. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had an episode November 6th titled New Christmas Music 2021. JJ from Christmas Music News is back on the podcast to talk about all the Christmas music coming up this season. Some big names have new albums, from Rob Thomas to the Backstreet Boys to Kelly Clarkson and Norah Jones. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode November 7th titled Why You Should Definitely Be Listening to Christmas Music Right Now. Liam and Ness give you every reason on earth why you should be listening to Christmas music right now and not wait until December 1st. They uncover the latest trends in gifts and tell you what the top gift list is for Christmas 2021. Plus, why you must do your Christmas shopping this weekend or potentially miss out on a whole range of popular toys, presents, clothes, and gifts. You won't believe what there is a worldwide shortage of. And they uncover the winner of their Christmas book competition. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast at episode on November 7th titled Gearing Up for Christmas. Manny is just checking in and giving an update for the 2021 Santa Tracker. Christmas Time in the City podcast at episode on November 7th titled Five More New York City Christmas Songs. Chris and Chris are back with five more New York City Christmas songs. Join them as they take a listen to more holiday music inspired by the Big Apple. Sounds of Christmas podcast on episode of November 7th titled Talking About a Classic Christmas with Bryn Stanley. Ken talks to Bryn Stanley about Halloween music, Christmas music, Freebird, and lots more, including the possibility of a sequel to her classic Christmas album. Snow in Southtown podcast on episode of November 7th titled Novelty Songs. Mike and Rusty review Elmo and Patsy's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Yogi Jorgensen's I Yes Go Nuts at Christmas, and Alan Sherman's The 12 Gifts of Christmas. They also discuss Blondie and Pawn Stars. Tis a podcast on episode November 8th titled To the Family We're Born With and To the Family We Make Along the Way, and most importantly, To Richmond, Ted Lasso. Julia, Tom, and Anthony are joined by Claude Belanger, formerly of Christmas Conversations, to discuss one of the most heartwarmingly perfect Christmas episodes of a television show that any of them have ever seen, Season 2, Episode 4 of Apple's hit television show, Ted Lasso, entitled Carol of the Bells. In what is one of their favorite episodes of the podcast to date, listen as the four gush over this hilarious series, lavish praise on talented cast and the entertaining characters they bring to life, commend its incredible writing, and throw around quotes galore. In addition, they talk about how each individually spent Halloween, delve into a conversation about mental health, and reveal what movies and television specials they like to watch on Thanksgiving to celebrate Turkey Day. Christmas Clatter podcast at episode November 8th titled Grandma Put Them in the Yard Sale. Callister's Christmas is a family-owned and operated business selling Christmas tree ornaments and holiday decorations for 30 years and starting in 1991 in regional shopping mall kiosks with an inventory of about 400 ornaments. Today, they do seasonal pop-up stores in Midwestern malls, including Mall of America and State Fairs. Tammy Crouch joins Todd to tell the story of Callister's, upcoming trends in ornaments, and the value of using decorations to remember the years past. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode of November 8th, titled Jingle Jank Podcast, A Midnight Mess. It's an episode of Jingle Jank that Jerry was a guest on. You can hear him, along with Scott and Jay, talk about the 1984 album, A Midnight Christmas Mess. TGI podcast, an episode of November 8th, titled Cheers, Thanksgiving Orphans, featuring Jerry D. from Totally Rad Christmas. Matt welcomes Jerry D. from Totally Rad Christmas to talk Cheers for the first time on the podcast. Jerry and Matt both go over their history with the series, talk a little bit about their own Thanksgiving experiences, how Cheers was the forefront of many sitcom tropes used today, and lastly, they determine if this episode should be deemed a holiday classic. The Merry Little Podcast, an episode on November 9th, titled Great Christmas Podcasts Part 2, Finding the Christmas in Christmas Podcasts. Great Christmas podcasts are made of one very simple ingredient, love. That is the conclusion of two very different podcasts Jeff features on this episode. One is 2 years old and has published dozens of episodes. The other is brand new, only weeks old. Yet the commonality in their creation and the motivation for bringing it all online is surprisingly the same. In fact, he has found this in nearly every other podcast he has featured and claims the very same for his own. In this merry episode, Jeff talks with Ricky Meese of the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast. He discusses with Ricky how her background in radio influences the creation and production of SBMX and how she manages to cover even more of the broad topics of Christmas by expanding the podcast's presence on social media. Jeff also talks with Mark and Doug of the brand new Eggnogs and Yule Logs podcast, which has only been online for the past few weeks. These creative guys have decided to cover the already covered topic of Hallmark movies, but they do it with their own creative take and, well, you just have to hear them explain it. They are fun, they are entertaining, and they bring a lot of Christmas cheer. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on November 9th titled Murder, She Wrote with Michelle Kidwell. Michelle Kidwell from Michelle's Cozy Murder Book Club, and Jerry Talk, the Angela Lansbury classic, Murder, She Wrote. Did Santa kill someone? Or was it the new-in-town fiancé? Whose secret did the victim know? Only Jessica Fletcher can solve it. Oh, and simultaneously cure Doc's Christmas blues. So grab your cup of cheer and magnifying glass and start investigating this episode. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on November 10th titled Side Dish Stuffing. Its bland base of bread or rice invites embellishment, both traditional and irreverent. And in dressing recipes, sausage, nuts, fruit, mushrooms, and shellfish combine in countless permutations. In contrast to the more predictable turkey, stuffing is the frisky, occasionally outlandish personality of the holiday table. Glenn explores the history and origins of stuffing. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on November 10th titled Minute 83, Christmas 2. BZ reveals the name for his big Christmas sequel in a payoff to one of the movie's most memorable moments. Then, back at the North Pole, Santa is sad again. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 83 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on November 10th titled Talking Christmas Music and Inspiration with Cliff Beach. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Cliff Beach about his new Christmas album, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and some of the music that inspired him, including James Brown, Louis Armstrong, and Bruce Springsteen. Tis a podcast on episode November 11th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 41, Christmas in Hollis, as read by Danielle Esseri. Chapter 41 of Anthony's tale entitled Christmas in Hollis will be read to you by listener Danielle Esseri. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast on episode November 11th titled Yujiro Ishihara's Christmas Carol. In this episode, Scott talks about Yujiro Ishihara's 1966 album, Christmas Carol. It's a fantastic vocal album that should appeal to fans of Perry Como or Andy Williams. Totally Rad Christmas podcast and episode on November 12th titled Amazing Spider-Man number 314 with Adam Parker Sibin. Adam Parker Sibin from Mary Britsmith joins Jerry to talk all things Spider-Man, especially the Amazing Spider-Man number 314 by Micheline and McFarlane. It's got action, it's got heart, it's got Peter and MJ getting evicted on Christmas Eve. Curse that Parker luck. Could there be a Christmas miracle in store for everybody's favorite wall crawler? So fill up your web shooters, grab your camera, and swing into this episode. 12 Days podcast, an episode on November 12th titled The Year Mrs. Claus Should Have Just Taken Over. The year without a Santa Claus? Not if Mrs. Claus has anything to say about it. In this episode of 12 Days Pod, Dan and Kara discuss their reimagined versions of this movie, Santa Claus's troubling lore, and their childhood fear of dog catchers. The Merry Little Podcast had an episode on November 12th titled Christmas is Love, New Christmas Music of 2021. Jeff is pleased to present his annual and traditional episode of New Christmas Music. This is far and away his most popular episode every year and has nothing to do with the host. These featured artists graciously offer up their music for review and allows him to include them in this special episode. Last year's episode was, and still is, extremely popular. This episode is even better than that one. With us approaching our second pandemic Christmas, these great Christmas creators are all conveying through their music exactly what it is we feel, what we value in Christmas, and how we want this Christmas to be. It is, at the end of the day, all about love. Jeff did not plan for this theme, or any theme at all, for this episode. It just spontaneously happened. Please listen and enjoy, especially for those artists who took the time to talk with Jeff to share some of the backstories of these great songs. You are encouraged to visit the links in the show notes and to buy their songs and albums and to let them know through your own reviews how you feel about their music. The Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode on November 12th titled Top 10 Things to Do at Christmas Time, Part 1. In this fun and festive episode, Eric and Danny count down each of their top 10 favorite things to do during the holidays, from 10 to 6. The guys chat about why they picked each activity and share special memories tied to each holiday season must-do, from visiting Santa and family Christmas movie nights to caroling and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. These holiday things to-do lists are packed full of magical memories and fantastic family fun. The Lost Christmas podcast had an episode on November 12th titled Christmas Mysteries, whatever you want to call them, they're wonderful, and I've got some for you. Jeff dives into the ins and outs of Christmas mysteries. Starting off, he has some unanswered questions from Christmas movies that surely you've been wanting to hear an answer for. And then he dives into a couple of real-life mysteries around the Christmas season. Finally, it's his personal recommendations for some Christmas mystery movies, a TV episode, and several books for you to enjoy this holiday season. At the end of the episode, Jeff kicks off a new story from the lost years of Santa Claus, which reveals the secrets behind why Santa looks so different in different places around the globe. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast had an episode on November 12th titled, Leave No Blow Mold Behind. Before inflatables, there were blow molded Christmas decorations. These plastic light-up figures still adorn some lawns and are a wonderful decor. They also are highly collectible. Mary and Ricky hear more from a blow mold historian, restorer, and collector.
Peace on earth! Give me presents!
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all you listeners out there. I'd also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the Christmas podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure from their sites. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast podcasts. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Schispring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.